I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But as I said, we start our number two off with a coach who has been there, done that, a lot of places. Watched him in high school. I've watched him coach, and he's done an awesome job at every step. We're happy to have Coach Willie Taggart from Florida Atlantic University on with us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time with us on a Monday night.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that we follow you everywhere. You do great. Get the kids. And I am just unbelievably happy for you because you landed in a spot where you guys hit the ground running. Even during the pandemic, was never easy. And It was a year where you kind of just like said, you know what, we're gonna lay the groundwork any way possible. You did. You had a really good spring. And talk about year one.
Well, year one was interesting. I think it was interesting for everyone, you know, because it was a year like no other with the pandemic. And with the pandemic, I mean, we had to adjust with a lot of things that you're accustomed to doing as a coach and as players, things you do year round, those things had to change because of the pandemic, you know, so getting used to those changes, which was pretty cool. I mean, to try new things, new ways of doing things, but I thought it was very challenging being a first year staff, getting in and trying to get to know your new team and just the new school that you're at, trying to get to know everything. And you weren't able to get to do a lot of those things in the springtime like you normally do. So it was challenging from that standpoint of getting to know each other and getting on the same page. But we found a way to try to get through it, and it was good to have a season.
You know, too, you surround yourself with a lot of people who think like you, your assistant coaches, mm-hmm. support staff, everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's always something that's really, really soothing to you, because while you're worrying about 900,000 other things, there's maybe these other 100,000 things that they could take care of. Talk about that, because I think that's important. You know, I posed that question to Manny Diaz last week about him being the defensive coordinator and the head coach, and he says sometimes you got to have a staff that you could depend on, and I'm sure you feel that same way.
No doubt, and I think that's one of the most important things you can do as a head coach is putting together the best staff you can have and trying to put some guys around you smarter than you and that can help you. And again, they all are pros, and you have so many young people that you're dealing with, not just young people, but support staff and all. And so you need everyone to be on the A game. And when you can have a staff where they all pros and get the job done, it makes your job so much easier. And to be quite honest with you, that's why you hired them, to come there to help you do your job, you know. But when you have a really good staff, it helps sell your vision, and it helps everyone get on the same page a lot quicker.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Willie Taggart joining us, head coach at Florida Atlantic University, the Owls, FAU. And, Coach, here's the thing, too. Wherever you've been, you've always tapped into that local recruiting market. Tampa, whether you were at FSU, no matter where you've been, you've always been able to embrace that local recruiting market. And that's the one thing I remember when you got the job. The one thing that you said is, you know, people wait a long time to get in a region like this to recruit. And, You know, and believe it or not, some people don't take advantage of it, but I know you, I know the way you're structured. I know the athletes that you go after, and this is like gold for you because you have 150 to 200 miles surrounding your campus that there's some kids that could play.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is heaven for us being out here. So many tremendous athletes just in this Tri-County area, Palm Beach, Broward, and Bay County. There's just so many athletes in that area that you can choose from. And again, this is gold for us. You can just get on your bike and ride down the street and find a couple guys. So, but you know, it's great, and it's in a nice area here in Boca. And again, to be able, I haven't been in a place where you can touch so many without going so far, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what's special about this place. And from the beginning, we said that's what we wanted to do is take care of the state of FAU, which is those three counties, the Tri-County area, knowing that if we do a great job of recruiting there, we set ourselves a great foundation of what we're trying to be as a program.
You made a great point because Boca, while it's not considered one of the largest cities, you have a school there that is one of the largest schools and has student body that whether they're commuter or whether they're on campus, I mean, they're still supportive of the school, supportive of what goes on. I mean, you have quite an audience there. For an area like that, that's amazing.
Oh, no doubt. And you just think about it. We're still a young program that's continue to grow, and we're growing in every aspect. And I think, with our program, you think about what our program has been able to accomplish over the last 4 or 5 years, and to be able to continue to build off of that is huge. And we need to, as a football team, to continue to build off of those winning traditions so that we can go places that this program never been before.
Yeah. No doubt. Willie Taggart's joining us. He's the head coach at FAU. And Spring, you saw a couple of kids who just got into your program do very well in the spring game, during spring. The young man from Northwestern, the running back who had an outstanding spring game. Talk about when you see that happening, because that's like lightning. I mean, he's supposed to still be in high school, and here he is performing on a collegiate stage. Talk about that and what it means to you and the program to have young kids come in and at least infuse the team.
Well, I mean, as a coach, and you have a freshman come in and do some really good things, you're excited knowing that you're going to have them for a while. You know, and it was great to have these guys here doing spring ball. You know, they actually get an advantage on getting ahead on the season by coming in the spring and being able to work out in the weight room and go out on the practice field and learn the plays and things of that nature. So that's been good for us. And we had some young guys that came in this spring and done a great job. Zuberry, the guy you was mentioned.
Yeah, Mobley.
That running back. You know, he did a great job this spring. Jamal Edrin, a local kid. He did a good job this spring stepping up, making plays for us. You know, we had a couple transfers came in, Micah Johnson, the quarterback, and Johnny Ford, the running back, who both have come in and really done some good things for us. So it's been good, you know. And the thing with Larry, it was just for us, it was great to have a spring practice.
Yes.
You know, we didn't get to do that last year, and to do that now and really have a better understanding of your team is a lifesaver.
And now for you, I mean, this is going to be another summer of hard work, but plus still getting a chance to meet the people in the area and going out and speaking a lot of places and showing people how much you care about them supporting you. And obviously that's essential. I mean, especially, you know, in any program you run, whether it's Tallahassee, Eugene, or Boca Raton, you got to kind of, you know, show them and you know, that you're part of the landscape and certainly this football program too. I know you're having a lot of fun. I know this is what you love to do. You love coaching. It's been in you forever. I mean, all the way back to Bradenton, and I'm telling you,
yes, sir.
It's, I'll tell you what, Bradenton's alive with talent these days, too. So certainly I know you guys will make your way over there as well. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. I'd like to officially welcome you now that the pandemic is winding down. And well, I know that you have the summer camps coming. I know that I saw the NCAA is going to loosen their belt. I know you'll take full advantage of that because you get a chance to see a lot of kids. Coach, again, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
And thank you very much, Larry. And go Owls.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.